Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Jihad in America, silent jihad in America. We're going to hear from Shira Sokaram being interviewed by Sid Roth. This is a great interview because you're going to see and hear the strategy that I'm telling you, there's so many dimensions to this attack, to jihad, that if you don't know, you're going to get hit one way or the other. But she begins to unpack and unfold this strategy that's been being implemented in the United States and what we can do. Watch this.
A few years ago, there was a woman who was in her hijab, her Muslim dress, and she was taking pictures of the Chesapeake Bridge. And it looked kind of suspicious, so the police stopped her. And then they found that her driver had been arrested for stuff with Hamas. Mm-hmm. And so they searched this person's house, El Barassi is his name, and they found in the basement hidden two truckloads of materials of plans and purposes and strategies of the Muslim Brotherhood. This opened up to the United States for everyone who wanted to know, I'm talking about in the government, to find out what the Muslim Brotherhood was up to. And it's out there. In fact, I found it on a government website.
Well, how come we don't have it in the newspapers in America?
Why?
This is like their strategy, their hidden strategy. Well, there were five major points. Briefly summarize.
Yes.
What is the strategy of the Muslim Brotherhood?
It's stealth. First of all, you can lie. You can lie in Islam. It's called taqiya. You can lie if it will advance Islam.
Well, wait a second. The United States is bending over backwards to make a nuclear deal with Iran.
Yep.
And you're telling me that if they agree to anything, they can lie and they're okay with their God?
Absolutely. Taqiya is legal. And not only do you... Are you allowed? But you must to advance Islam. You must do whatever is possible to do that, including to lie. Yes. And so the way you start is very, very quietly. You know, you build little what they call prayer groups. You bring people in and you tell them, don't tell anybody else that we are meeting, but we want to bring you into Islam. They don't start out telling them the revolutionary part. They just say, you know, the true religion is Islam, and the true God is Allah, and Muhammad is God's representative. So they really drill that into them. And then as they see somebody becoming very devout, they take him aside and begin to indoctrinate him that there is a very important job for every true Muslim to do, and that is to help make the world Islamic, a caliphate of Islam with Sharia law. You do it by jihad. And as I said before, 98% of the talk about jihad in the biography of Muhammad is definitely sword. Sword.
So tell me briefly their strategy. There were five points.
Yes. Okay. So after you get these leaders and you start working with them quietly, you don't do anything. You don't do anything to cause a problem. But then you begin to work with the mass media, the newspapers, the TVs, and you explain to them what is true Islam. It's very nice. There's nothing bad about it. There's nothing, just these fanatics out here, you know. And so you get the press on your side. And then as the numbers grow and the converts come in and you put up more organizations, there's more organizations in Islam that you could possibly imagine in the United States. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of charitable organizations and all kinds of stuff. And then the next thing is to get into the universities and get your people in there, get your professors in there, and really push Islam, and you get congressmen in there, get Muslim congressmen, and then you get to a certain level where you have enough Muslims, then you can begin the pressure. If anybody speaks against Islam, you sue them. You talk about them. You say this is Islamophobia. And you work in that way in pressure. Get the government. They're working on laws, you know, to make it against the law to talk against Islam. There's no law that they're talking about to talk against Christianity or anything like that, just Islam. But the final goal, then, is to put in the White House a president, a Muslim president, and to turn the laws into Sharia law in the United States.
Two questions. Number one, how close are we to their final goal, to have put a president in the White
right.
House?
Well, in this house where they dug up these two truckloads of stuff, the people that were working on these plans said, well, we're going through four. We're in the fourth one.
Fourth phase.
The fourth phase. And they were thinking that by... now, I didn't read that in this particular report, but
right.
but I read where some of them are saying they feel like by 2050 they can have a president in the White House. Now, it could be sooner.
Okay. Sharia law. Briefly, very briefly.
Right.
What are the some basic elements of it?
Basic elements is that a woman's testimony is only half as true as a man. A man can divorce his wife with three words, I divorce you. A woman cannot divorce. You can have four wives. And if you're conquering and bringing in conquered people, you can have all the the slaves you want. The women are simply downtrodden. If a woman is raped, you have to have four men who witnessed it. Otherwise, it doesn't stand up in court.
How could any woman ever want to be under Sharia law?
I can't imagine.
How could any sane human ever want to be under Sharia law?
This is so important for us to learn about and understand what's happening. I mean, the cover has been lifted, and now we can understand that there's a strategy. It's been going on for a while, and let me tell you, it's been quite successful. But we share this with you not so that you can be alarmed, but so that you can be aware. And it's time for us to understand, where is our confidence? You know, God's given us all a measure of faith, and it's time for us to make sure that our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people are walking today with, Steve, what's called misplaced faith. They have it in their jobs, their relationships, and other people, even in themselves. But I'm telling you that today is a day like no other. And we're going to make it if our faith and our confidence is in Jesus Christ and Him alone and His ability to lead us and to guide us into all truth. We want to pray with you. Would you join us right now in prayer? Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for this great opportunity we have to share and to grow together in wisdom. Father, we thank you that no scheme and no strategy can succeed against the plan of God. Father, we pray, God, that we would turn our hearts back to you on the Gulf Coast, Lord, all over this country, and that you would forgive us of all of our sins. Help us, Lord, to do right before you, Lord. We ask that you end abortion, send revival, send the third great awakening on our land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.